Ron in California is on the line and needs some help with a fence. Tell us about it. Hate your neighbors or just want some more privacy?
Not exactly. I don't hate my neighbors. I have a big property in my back. We're living in a 10-acre parcel up in close to Yosemite National Park.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay. Wow.
Right now, there's a wire fence that surrounding the back of the property. But we have also a terrain that it's kind of hard if we're going to put it back the same kind of wire fence. So I'm looking for a design of fence that I could be able to use to set it up as a regular fence to protect from wild animals.
Wild animals. So you say it's a wire fence. Is it like a thin wire fence, like not a real sturdy one?
Yes, they're a thin wire fence, yes.
All right. Well, I mean, look, you got some options. You can use a solid fence, like a wood fence, or you could use a chain link fence, or you could use a metal fence. Now, when you say wildlife, how big are we talking about?
Bears, I bet.
You're going to need a pretty strong fence, so I think your only option is going to be chain link, and it's going to have to be a pretty high chain link fence, and it's going to have to be professionally installed. So that's a really big project.
All right. Great. Thank you very much.
All right. So I wish you had better luck for you, but you want a fence that can keep those bears out. You know, they can be 1,000 pounds. You're going to need something pretty sturdy.
Yes. And I really don't want them to come over.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
No, I don't blame you.
I wouldn't want them either. Yeah. Well, that's what you get for living so close to nature, but you've got a beautiful backyard nonetheless. So, Ron, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, and good luck with that project.
Thank you very much for your time.